Hi, everybody. Welcome to Tennis Heads. I am your host, Kirby Martin. Today, I'm going to run down rounds 2 and 3 from the 2019 Australian Open. It's been really exciting. Lots of pretty big upsets. And also just straight up beat down city from a lot of the top seeds. So let's get started with the men. We're going to go Joe Willie Tsonga, the wild card, making it to the second round but getting beaten by Novak in straights. Then Denis Shapovalov firing off a straight sets win against Taro Daniel. David Goffin, the balanced Belgian, takes down Kopel from Romania in 4 sets, 6-4 in the fourth. He actually lost the first set and then won 7-5, 6-2, 6-4. Daniil Medvedev, this guy's looking really, really fierce. He wins in straights against Harrison 3-3 and 3. The fabulous Fabio Fognini takes down Leonardo Meyer in straight sets. Two very close sets there. Pablo Carreño Busta also wins in straight sets versus the Belarusian Ilya Ivashka. Then Zhao Suse, a 5-setter against the 32 seed Philip Kohlschreiber, 6-4 in the fifth set. Big win for Suse. This was an interesting match that I got to see some of. The diminutive Kei Nishikori taking on Dr. Evo, maybe the largest server in the game. Man, his game is just scary. So Nishikori wins the first set 6-3. The second set goes to a tiebreaker. Nishikori wins that 8-6. Then Karlovic ekes out the third 7-5, ekes out the fourth 7-5. Finally, they go into a fifth set 10-point tiebreaker, which Nishikori prevails in 10-7. Big, big win for Nishikori. Man, Karlovic, he's kind of two legs in a serve, but it's really interesting to watch for me, actually. I don't really like a lot of these big servers, but Karlovic has got decent net skills. He tries to close down the net whenever he can. His ground strokes just aren't that good, and his movement is very, very suspect. I mean, for a guy who's 8'9" tall, it's totally understandable. Then we go down to Alexander Zverev taking on Shardy from France. Zverev wins the first 2 sets. Shardy wins the next 2. Fifth set, 6-1 for Zverev. Alex Bolt, the wild card from Australia, beats the boring Frenchman in 5 sets, 6-4 in the fifth. He was down 2-1. He won the 4th set in a tiebreaker as well. Ben Herbert pulled off a big upset, beating the number 24 seed, Yong Chung, from South Korea. And this was a scintillating match. Milos Raonic versus Stan the Man Wawrinka. Wawrinka took down the first set in a tiebreak. Raonic wins the 2nd set in a tiebreak. Raonic wins the 3rd set in a tiebreak, 13-11. Raonic wins the 4th set in a tiebreak, 7-5. This was one of those matches where it was just a point here or there. Stan is obviously not match tough yet because he's been out of the game for so long. Stan is a factor for the rest of the year and for the foreseeable future. He's looking really, really, really strong. Big win for Milos Raonic there. Oren Coric, the 11th seed, takes care of Fuksovic, straight sets. Krajinovic from Serbia downs Donskoy in straight sets. Luka Pui takes care of Marturer in 4. Papirin, the wild card from Australia, is up 2-0 against Dominic Thiem, the 7th seed. Thiem retires, down 2-0 in the 3rd. So probably some injury for Dominic there. Very disappointing to see. Hopefully he'll be better soon. Marin Cilic, the steady Croatian, takes down the American Mackenzie McDonald, 6-4 in the 4th. Fernando Verdasco citing straight sets over Albert. Batista Agut takes down the incredibly fit John Millman from Australia, again in 5 sets. A lot of 5-setters we had in the 2nd round, 6-4 in the 5th. Karen Khachanov, the 10th seed, Very, very businesslike against Nishioka from Japan, 3-3-3. The Greek Freak takes down the qualifier from Serbia, Troitsky, in four sets, 7-5 in the fourth. Basilashvili takes down the qualifier from Italy, Travaglia, also in five sets, 6-3 in the fifth. Taylor Fritz downs Gael Monfils. This is a big, big win for Taylor Fritz, up-and-coming American. He wins that in a tiebreak in the fourth. Roger Federer takes care of the qualifier from Great Britain. Evans in straight sets quite easily. And then I got to see a bunch of this match. Francis Tiafoe versus the big hurt from South Africa, Kevin Anderson, the five seed. Anderson won the first set. Tiafoe rips off the second and the third. It's close in the fourth, and Tiafoe closes the door, 7-5 in the fourth set. Big, big win for Francis Tiafoe. He takes over the five seed. Seppi from Italy beats Thompson from Australia in straights. Grigor Dimitrov in four sets against Pablo Cuevas. Fabiani from Italy, another five-setter, takes care of Riley Opelka, 10-5 in the fifth set tiebreak. The Birdman, Thomas Burdick from Czech Republic, downs Robin Hassi from Netherlands in straight sets quite easily, 1-3-3. Diego Schwartzman, the diminutive dominator from Argentina, fifth set win against Dennis Kula from the United States, 6-4. Alex Demener, the 27 seed, downs the qualifier from Switzerland, Laxinen, also in five sets, 6-3. And finally, Rafael Nadal takes care of Ebden from Australia, 3-2-2. That was all second round action. Now jumping to the third round match that I got to see quite a lot of yesterday. Novak Djokovic, who seemed to be dominating, he was up a break in the third set against Denis Shapovalov. He won the first set 6-3, won the first set 6-4. Shapovalov came back and won that set. And then Novak decided it was no lay time, 6-0 in the fourth set. Daniil Medvedev, the 15 seed, with a big win against David Goffin. Straight sets. So this sets up Medvedev, Djokovic. Medvedev is one of the more informed players on tour right now. That's going to be really, really interesting and probably surprisingly competitive. Then Pablo Carreño Busta downs fabulous Fabio Fognini, the 12 seed. This is the 23 against the 12 in four sets. Kei Nishikori, pretty perfunctory against João Sousa from Portugal, straight sets. Alexander Zverev pretty much dominated the Australian wildcard Alex Bolt, 3-3-2. Raonic moves on. Straight sets win over Herbert. Borin Coric, four sets it took. He lost the first set against the Serb Krajinovic. Luka Puig had to go to five sets to take care of the Australian wildcard Papirin, 6-3 in the fifth. Papirin, interestingly, lost the first two sets, won the third set, 12-10 in the tiebreak, won the fourth set, and then finally ran out of gas. Cilic took care of Verdasco in five, though, 6-3 in the fifth. Batista Agut, straight sets win over Karen Khachanov. Batista Agut's the 22 seed. Khachanov's the 10. Big win for Batista Agut. The Greek Freak, Tsitsipas, down, who is the 14 seed, he downs the 19 seed, Basilashvili, in four sets. And Roger Federer takes care of the American Taylor Fritz in straight sets. Federer is looking really, really good. It's kind of amazing. It doesn't really look like he's lost anything from last year. Francis Tiafoe, five-setter against Seppi from Italy. Tiafoe wins this 6-7, 6-3, 4-6, 6-4, 6-3. Big, big show from Tiafoe. I love his passion. I love his fight. His forehand looks weird. It's super effective. He's really, really fun to watch. Grigor Dimitrov takes down The Italian Fabiano in straight sets. Good form for Dimitrov right now. The Birdman loses the first set to Diego Schwartzman, the 18 seed, and then prevails in four sets. And finally, Rafael Nadal takes care of the Australian Demoner. 1, 2, and 4. Wow. It was a lot of attrition here. Some big seeds went down. So this sets up a lot of really juicy fourth round matchups. First one, the aforementioned one against the 15, Novak versus Medvedev. Interestingly, all fourth round contestants, that is even the losers, go home with $186,000 United States dollars. Big money in this one. $186,000. Carreño Busta will take on Nishikori. That's the 23rd against the 8th seed. Then the 4th seed, Alexander Zverev, will take on Milos Raonic. They are very evenly matched. That will be definitely one to watch. Borin Coric, the 11th seed, will take on Luca Puy from France, the 28th seed. All of those happen on Sunday. Saturday's matchups are Marin Cilic, the 6th seed, against Bautista Agut, the 22 seed. The Greek Freak takes on Roger Federer. That's 14 against 3. That's one of the higher seed matchups that we have in the fourth round. And that will be really, really interesting. If you haven't seen Tsitsipas play, get it done. He's amazing. He's got great net skills. He's very fit. His mobility is really exceptional. He's really interesting to watch. Francis Tiafoe will take on Grigor Dimitrov. This is going to be interesting. Tiafoe's got a little wear on the legs. They both had a four-set second round. Tiafoe then had a five-set third round, whereas Dimitrov won that in straights. So Dimitrov will probably come in a little bit more fresh, but, you know, Tiafoe's really young. It might not matter. Winner of that match will take on the winner of the Birdman, Tomas Berdych versus Rafael Nadal. Hard to see Nadal losing that, but the Birdman is playing really, really well right now. This sets us up with some really interesting quarterfinal matches. All right, so moving on to the women's second round. Simona Halep needs three sets to take down the young American Sofia Kenin, 6-4 in the third. Venus Williams takes care of Alize Cornet from France. She wins the first set 6-3, loses the second 6-4, and dominates the third 6-0. Yastremska from Ukraine upsets Carla Suarez Navarro from Spain, 6-1 in the third. Serena, really easy win against Eugenie Bouchard from Canada, 2-2. Tamea Bachinski continues her role this year in 2019, winning against the qualifier from Russia, Viklyantseva, 6-2, 7-5. This was one match that I was really looking forward to seeing and got to see some highlights of. Garbiñe Muguruza, the 18 seed, taking on Joanna Konta from Great Britain. Muguruza wins 6-4, 6-7, 7-5. Three close sets. Big confidence boost for the Spaniard after a pretty average 2018. Camila Giorgi, wow, she is fast. She has definite top 10 defense. Her ranking is 27, but she is an exceptional mover. She takes down the qualifier, Swiatek, 6-2, 6-0. Watch out. Karolina Pliskova loses the first set against the American Madison Brangle, 6-4. Brangle wins that first set. And then it was Karolina time, 6-1, 6-0. Pliskova is in form right now. Naomi Osaka takes care of Zidansek, 6-2, 6-4. Sui She from Taiwan downs the ever-fit Laura Siegemund from Germany, 3-4. Qian Wang prevails against Krunic from Serbia, 2-3. Sevastova finally ends the dream run for Andreescu, the qualifier from Canada, who's 18 years old. Sevastova wins 6-2 in the third. Mertens downs Gasparian in straights. Madison Keys over Potapova in straights. Zhang from China takes care of the twin sister of Pliskova, Kristina, in straights. Lina Svitolina takes care of Kuzmova, who's also been playing really well recently, 4-1. Petra Kvitova wins easily over Begu from Romania, 1-3. Belinda Bencic is back, ladies and gentlemen. She looks really good. She beat Putintseva 7-5, 4-6, 6-2. And then one of the biggest upsets of the tournament so far is Amanda Anisimova from the United States, who is 17 years old, downs the 24 seed Lesia Sorenko from Ukraine, 0-2. I watched this match and it was mesmerizing. Anisimova, I know it's easy for me to get excited about a player after seeing them play one time, but Anisimova has incredible upside. She's long. She's about 5'11". She's got a really good serve, but she has exceptional movement. She gets around the court very well and very efficiently. And of course, her ground strokes are what you'd expect from anybody making waves on the tour. They're very solid. Anisimova was also very businesslike. She definitely was not afraid of the moment. And if you get a chance to watch her, do so. She is something. Sabalenka, the 11th seed, takes care of Bolter. Barty, the Australian, the 15th seed, takes care of Wang from China. Sakkari from Greece takes care of the Australian qualifier Sharma, 1-4. Maria Sharapova, strong showing, another strong showing against Petersen from Sweden, 2-1. Wozniacki downs Joanna Larsson from Sweden, 1-3. Sloane Stephens takes care of Tamea Babos from Hungary, 3-1. Petra Martic downs the Czech Vondrousova in straights. Sasnovic over Kontaveit, the 20 seed, 3-3. Pavlyuchenkova takes care of Kiki Bertens, the 9 seed, 6-3 in the third. That's a big win for Pavlyuchenkova and a big upset. Danielle Collins beats fellow American Sasha Vickery in straights. Caroline Garcia takes care of the Australian wildcard Hives, 3-3. Kimberly Burrell, who has started off the year very well, wins in three sets. She is the Australian wildcard. She wins in three sets against Donna Vekic, the 29 seed, who has been playing lights out so far in 2019. That is a big, big win for the young Australian. And finally, Angelique Kerber from Germany takes care of the Brazilian Haddad Maia, 2-3 in the second round. So moving on to the third round, we had Simona Halep taking on Venus Williams. Simona won this very easily, 2-3. Venus looked a little tired. At least in this match, she looks like she's lost a step. It saddens me so. The only positive about this match for me was the fact that she won't have to play Serena Williams in the next round, who won easily against Yastremska, 6-2, 6-1. Another really interesting matchup from the third round was Muguruza versus Baczynski. Baczynski's been playing very well this year, and Muguruza wins 7-6, 6-2. Pretty easy win for Garbiñe, who is in form. She will have to play Pliskova in the fourth round, who beat Camilla Giorgi 6-4. 3-6, 6-2, Pliskova Muguruza in the fourth round. That is worthy of a semifinal for sure. One of the more interesting matches that I've seen so far in the tournament was this match between Naomi Osaka, the 4 seed, against Sue Shea, the 28 seed. Sue Shea, I did not get to see the first set. Sue Shea wins the first set 7-5. I tuned in early in the second set, and Shay was having her way with Osaka. If you haven't seen Shay play, it's really incredible. She has a two-handed forehand, a two-handed backhand, and so what? Well, you can't tell where the ball is going. You just have no idea. She can just stand there and very casually hit a forehand or backhand, or is it a forehand or a backhand? Which one is it? She hits two hands, so it doesn't even, I don't even think you can call either a forehand or a backhand. Her shots are so well disguised, even from beyond the baseline, and she hits the ball so casually, and her hands are incredible. She has exceptional placement. She really reminds me a lot of Monica Seles. Obviously, Monica Seles played with two hands on both sides. The thing that I remember most about Seles was her placement. She could really paint the lines when she wanted to. Shay is largely the same way. I'm not saying she's that level, but in this match, for a period, she definitely was. I mean, Shay was on fire. She was in the zone and could not miss. Moreover, she was using these incredibly well-disguised droppers. So it looks like she's winding up to drive the ball, and then she just drops it with amazing precision right over the net. Naomi Osaka, who's got great north-south speed, could not get to those balls. So Shay is up 4-1 in the second set. She's up a set and a break. And after that point, Shay wins one more game. It was really dramatic. Osaka, at one point, looked like she was on the verge of tears. She was very negative in her body language. She was shaking her head. Shay was hitting lines, and Osaka was challenging and just like rolling her eyes, and she had no answers. Shay was absolutely owning her. And so Osaka, big credit to her, because she went to plan B, which a lot of players on the women's tour honestly don't have a plan B, or they don't want to go to a plan B, or they just can't. They don't have the tools. So what did Osaka do? Well, she tried looping the ball. Her looping shots weren't amazing, but when she looped the balls to Shay's right-handed forehand, which is a two-handed, those balls came back pretty powder puff. They did not have a lot of pop on them. One of those balls, I think it was to the other side, so the backhand side, backhand in quotes, was pasted by Shay. Osaka also tried dropping a little bit. She tried slicing a little bit. She was clearly going to a plan B, but it did not work. It was not working, and she was actually kind of playing into Shay's hands by playing this sort of like dink tennis, you know, this like, but Shay, not to say that Shay only dinks, her drives are very powerful, and when they're placed well, I mean, she was hitting clean winners all over the place against Osaka. And then at some point, Osaka just decided to be a legend. She apparently had been missing with her forehand a lot in the first set, and she all of a sudden just decided not to miss. And she was powerful. She went back to plan A, which is move Shay around the court with bludgeoning ground strokes and take the initiative in the point early, get on the offensive against Shay early in each point. And man, it all of a sudden she wasn't missing. It was really spectacular the way she rebounded from, I mean, she was so close to 4-1 in the second set. She was so close to going home. And after the match, he said, I really love Grand Slam, so I did everything in my power to stay for as long as I could. Which is, that was her motivation, to stay in the tournament. And wow, it was really amazing, that turnaround. For such a young player, she's 21 years old, Osaka showed the world something in that match. She really fought hard. Once she got a little momentum in the second set, she started fist pumping, screaming, come on. It was as emotional as Serena gets when she's on the comeback trail. And wow, what a giant win for Osaka. Even if she loses in the next round, this match, I feel like, really was a big step in terms of her development as a very winning player. All right, so moving on, Sevastova takes care of Wang from China 3-3. Madison Keys, the 17, downs the 12, Mertens 3-2. Keys is looking very fierce. Svitolina loses the first set against Zhang. Zhang was up in the second set, and then it was the higher seed prevailing, 6-4, 7-5 in the second, third sets. Svitolina showed me something in that match for sure. She is a tough customer. She's a very, very hard fighter. Interesting to note that Guillaume Fils has been in her box for each of her matches, at least the last two rounds. Petra Kvitova takes care of the resurgent Belinda Bencic from Switzerland, 6-1, 6-4. Great win for Petra. And then maybe the match of the tournament so far, Amanda Anisimova from the United States takes on Aryna Sabalenka, who is the 11 seed, who is very arguably the most informed player on the women's tour. And this was beatdown city. Anisimova, after beating the 24 seed 0-2, beats the 11 seed 3-2. Wow. She was dominant. There was never a question in this match. Sabalenka was incredibly upset. She couldn't get anything going. Anisimova, she's 17 years old. She's the highest ranked teenager in the world. And she has all the tools, all the weapons. Her mentality might be the biggest weapon that she has. She is clearly bigger than the moment. And she is going to rocket up the rankings this year. Ashley Barty, the 15 seed from Australia, takes care of the woman from Greece, Sakari, 7-5, 6-1. Maria Sharapova versus Caroline Wozniacki. I got to see this match. Wow. Sharapova was in the zone. This was one of those matches where, you know, I'm so high on Caroline Wozniacki. She's the defending champion of the Australian Open. Wozniacki is so steady, and as mentioned before, she's really found a way to flatten out her ground strokes when necessary to put the ball through the court, taking away time from her opponent. She's a much more offensive player than she was in years past. She had no answers for Sharapova in this match. Sharapova was nailing corners. Sharapova's game is, I'm going to hit the ball as hard as I can, low over the net, into the opposite corner, cross court, every single time. And I'm going to scream at you the whole time as the ball is coming at you. That's Sharapova's entire game. And when she is making balls, she's almost unbeatable. And when she isn't, she can get beat by a whole host of players. Well, she made every shot in this match. Every single shot. She hardly made an error. It was electric. She was clearly in a giant zone. So Sharapova wins the first set 6-4. Wozniacki finds a way to win the second 6-4. And then Sharapova takes it down 6-3 in the third. She's in form. She could win this tournament. She is looking incredibly fierce right now, Maria Sharapova. Sloane Stephens took two tiebreaks to beat Petra Martic, 8-6 in the first tiebreak, 7-5 in the second tiebreak. Sloane found a way to win. She is also maturing as a player. I really love her fight. I love her game. I love her ground strokes. I love her margin. I love her defense. I love her mentality. She's really fun to watch. Pavlyuchenkova down Sasnovich, 0-3, beat down City. Danielle Collins, the almost unknown American, takes down Caroline Garcia, the 19 seed, 3-2. Huge win for Collins. Danielle Collins is a gamer. There's two kinds of athletes in the world. Those who are bigger than the moment and those who are not bigger than the moment. She's bigger than the moment. She's had so many upsets. She's beaten so many better players than her on big stages. She's what we call a gamer. She loves the spotlight. She loves the heat, the pressure, and she brings it. She is really, really impressive. Rounding out third round action for the women, Angelique Kerber takes care of Kimberly Burrell, the wild card from Australia, 1-0. Dominant. Beatdown City. So let's look at our fourth round matchups for the ladies. So the bottom half plays today, Saturday. We've got Petra Kvitova versus Amanda Anisimova. Electric. Cannot wait to see it. Ashleigh Barty takes on Maria Sharapova. Sloane Stephens versus Pavlyuchenkova. And Danielle Collins versus Angelique Kerber. These for the right to play in the quarterfinals. Top half will play on Sunday. This looks like Simona Halep versus Serena Williams. Well, the seed's held up, and Serena Williams is going to have her first major test of the tournament, as is Simona Halep. That should be electric. The aforementioned Muguruza versus Pliskova, and then Osaka Sevastova. They played in Auckland, which Osaka won pretty easily. Sevastova won the first set in that match and then got very negative, and Osaka took her down. So that will be really interesting to watch given that recent history. And Madison Keys will take on Svitolina. That will also be interesting. Not quite a contrast in styles, but I feel like Svitolina plays with a lot more margin and is way more sound strategically. That will be really, really interesting to watch. So that takes care of my rapid fire second and third round rundown. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys are getting to see some of the tournament. If you can't, you can see highlights on Australia Open's website. They're pretty nice. They do tell you which player is going to win by which thumbnail they put up, which is rather unfortunate because not all of us have time to watch every single match in a Grand Slam, and it would be nice to kind of be surprised by these highlights, but we'll take what we can get. They are pretty informative. You can kind of get a feel for the ebb and flow of the match, how things went, what was working for each player. Would be nice if they were more like 15-minute highlight reels instead of 4 minutes, but again, we'll take what we can get. So on to the fourth round. It is the second week coming for the Australian Open, the business end of the tournament, and we've got still with the men, Roger, Rafa, Joker, Zverev, big names still in it. For the women, we've still got all the big names here too. We've got Serena, Simona, Naomi, Angelique, Sloane, Maria Sharapova, Petra Kvitova, any one of those players could take it down, including ones that I didn't even mention. There are some sleepers. Garbiñe Muguruza is a sleeper. She could find a way to win this tournament. I would be surprised to see Anisimova win the tournament, but I wouldn't be surprised to see her win a couple more matches. A couple more matches would put her in the semifinals. That's where I think she would get nervous. She hasn't shown any nerves yet. She's been very, very businesslike. She is incredibly impressive. She's 17. What were you doing when you were 17? When I was 17, I didn't even know what I was doing. I certainly wasn't playing tennis in the fourth round of the Australian Open. I was fighting to play second doubles for my high school tennis team. And she is incredibly impressive. We rarely see such young players breaking through in the way that she is right now. So that'll about do it. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Please subscribe, rate, review, all that good stuff. I would love to hear listener questions. Please get at me, tennisheads, on Twitter with a Z, and tennisheads@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. See you later.